And when I said okay, then I really threw myself into it. And then I said, wait a minute, let me talk to Benton and Newman. And I began to talk to Benton and Newman. And I began to realize that I had a lot of associations with Bonnie and Clyde. I remember as a kid seeing their photograph on the front page of the newspapers. I remember the talk about them. I mean, it was not particularly vivid, but I remembered them as figures. And more importantly, I remembered the time. I remembered the depths of the Depression. And so I was able to bring that aspect to the film. I said to Benton and Newman, we've got to set this essentially in a much more detailed way inside the Depression. If it's not embedded in the economic depression, it doesn't make sense. That's the system. What I became was the proponent of embedding it in a time and place, in a time and place. And I put in that scene where the farmer, where the farmer's house has been foreclosed by the bank, because it was part of the absurdity, the economic absurdity of the times, that the banks kept foreclosing on these mortgages to the point where the banks were bankrupt themselves. And it was a kind of eating your own entrails, you know? And so the logic of the film began to emerge, which is, and so perhaps a certain kind of appropriate behavior in a circumstance as insane as this loop is to take action. Little did I know that it was going to resonate into its own time. I mean, that was exactly where we were in the 60s, so that I think people associated and brought to that situation an analogous situation in their own lives. I mean, resist the draft, resist the war in Vietnam, break out of these kind of constrictive mores, have a sexual revolution, and in effect, it just happened to be appropriate to that time.